Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to Food Network Obsessed. This is the podcast where we dish on all things food with your favorite chefs, food influencers, and Food Network stars. I'm your host, Jamie Sire, and today we have two of a famous foursome talking about growing into YouTube giants with their larger-than-life experimentations. But before we get to our guests, we have a couple of notes for our listeners. We did have a few slight tech issues with my audio. You will hear a little bit of an echo throughout the episode, but the good news is our guests sound amazing. Also, Food Network Obsessed will not release a new episode next week, but don't worry, we'll be back the week after next with a brand new one. Make sure you're following us wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a thing. All right, now let's get to our guests. They are your favorite internet attempters and now the hosts of the new show, No Recipe Road Trip with the Try Guys. It's Ned Fulmer and Zach Kornfeld. Zach and Ned, welcome to the podcast. First things first, since there are two of you that will be speaking today, can you each introduce yourselves so our listeners know who's who?
Hey, I'm Ned.
I'm Zach.
People say I sound like Squidward, so...
People say that my voice is occasionally grating.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now we have that sorted out so we can get going with this. We're so excited to have you on the pod today because you have a new show coming out called No Recipe Road Trip with the Try Guys, which we are going to talk all about a little bit later. But I actually want to start with your channel, The Try Guys, which has almost 8 million subscribers on YouTube. We are missing half of the group. So shout out to Keith and Eugene. But can you kind of walk us through how you all met and how you came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been making videos together for almost 9 years, 8 years?
A long time.
Long time.
And I mean, we began as digital producers. We were just interested in making videos, viral videos. Eugene and I came from behind the camera, film school background.
Keith and I came from in front of the camera. Just a lot of live performing, a lot of stage shows.
So somewhere along the way, Eugene and I had to figure out how to be charismatic, and these guys figured out how to edit. But in the beginning, we were making videos just trying to understand the wild west of the internet. I mean, when we started, Facebook had just launched their video program, their platform. So it was just a lot of experimentation. We started experimenting and we found our way into this format that became the Try Guys. Our beginnings were humble. It was trying stuff. Our first video together as the four of us was trying on women's underwear. We did stuff like a labor pain simulator and swimming with sharks. And it began with this idea of exploring people's passions and identities. And over time, that evolved and expanded into many things, into this independent company, into creating a fleet of shows. And as we were thinking about what are things passionate about that we can try and understand, we found our way into the world of food, which is probably the thing that people one of the things people care most universally and intimately about. It speaks to who they are, where they come from, what their comfort is, how they express their love to people. And I'm really bad at cooking. So that was a perfect marriage for us to mine some comedy.
It is internet gold, as they say, for sure. I mean, your experiments really range from, you know, wacky to deeply informative. But I feel maybe the heart of your content is very earnest. There is something admirable about just, you know, trying something new, especially as an adult. We get very set in our ways and we're scared of trying new things. Where did this curiosity come from?
Well, on that very first video, we were the only four people that were willing to do it. that's part of it, is I think we're four people that are interested in trying new things and exploring ideas that we've never encountered before. And you're right that there's an earnestness to it. Anytime you're being invited to someone else's space that they live and breathe it all the time, I think it's impossible to, you have to treat that with respect and sincerity. We are a comedy show, you know, we make jokes, but they're often about us and how bad we are at, say, Alaskan dog sledding, or
the jokes are at our
K-pop
expense.
Dancing, whatever it is, jokes are at our expense. And we try to sincerely understand and learn about whatever we're trying.
And can I be real? There's a feedback there as well, because when you're trying things and putting yourself out there, willing to fail, willing to look stupid, willing to fall flat on your face, whatever metaphor you want, of doing something you're not comfortable with, it feels really good. Mm-hmm. And so we had the feedback from the audience, right? Of like, cool, people like when we do this. That's always makes you feel good, right? That's an endorphin rush right there. But also the personal satisfaction, the ways in which we grew as people from doing all these things. I mean, our job is experience. It's the greatest thing in the world. We get to go just do a bunch of stuff and you know, notch our belt with different life experiences. We're insanely lucky.
And that's why the title of our book was called The Hidden Power of Fucking Up.
which is so important to really understand and come to terms with. And as you kind of alluded to, I mean, you often try experiences that you may not have otherwise when you are stepping into someone else's shoes or heels, as was the case in one of the episodes. Can you think of some moments that really changed your perspective or attitude towards something?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, one that comes to mind is in the early days, we did a drag performance, and I've never been the most masculine, macho, manly man. That is just not who I am. Yeah, it's not hard to figure out if you look at me too. And so when I was younger, that caused a lot of stress and anxiety. I was like, I'm not the tough sports guy. Who am I? I'm not a man. And honestly, doing that video, frankly, allowed me this comfort in embracing the beauty of like it's okay to embrace your little femininity, or it's okay to not be a traditional man one way or another. I thought that was really freeing and empowering. But we've also done videos just like, you know, I mentioned the labor pain simulator. These are all really early on videos, but just having that, even a hint of awareness for what our mothers went through, or in Ned's case, his partner went through, like those things are so emotionally moving.
I mean, what kind of feedback do you get from, you know, your viewers, your audience, you know, people that follow you when you are kind of putting yourself out there and you do kind of have a little bit of a revelation about something?
Well, we're fortunate in that we get to meet a lot of our fans. We went on an international tour in 2019 and did a bunch of meet and greets beforehand. Even now, we'll do digital virtual meet and greets. And as we were touring across the country for No Recipe Road Trip, we'd see people everywhere we go. And anytime we meet people, a common theme that comes up is saying how impactful our content was in that it made them feel happy when they were sad. It kind of made them feel less alone, or it encouraged them to try something that they were uncomfortable with.
And as you mentioned, one of your very popular series is Without a Recipe, where you guys are trying your best to create anything from, you know, bread to dumplings with nothing more than just the ingredients themselves. So who came
sometimes
up with this idea?
Not even the ingredients. We're just trying to figure out what the ingredients are.
Yeah. True.
Based on an escape room, like
the culinary team puts in some red herrings, and you're like, I don't know. Does xanthan gum go in cheesecake? I don't know.
I still don't know.
I mean, who came up with the idea?
So this, I remember this so well, specifically because we were at lunch and I was like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was so dumb. But
Keith and Eugene were watching a lot of Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
And they're like, we should just like try and bake bread without a recipe. And I remember
thinking, what are you talking about?
I don't know. That doesn't sound very interesting.
It kind of began as this idea of a spoof. Like, let's do a send up of a really polite a cooking show, but then let's put the chaos of these idiots into it.
Flour spraying everywhere. And that is what it was.
And it kind of simultaneously is a spoof and a love letter to cooking competition formats, because we are, you know, our characters are people that should not be in that position. But then at the same time, we're giving that wish fulfillment of the audience who's, you know, you're sitting at home, you're watching Chopped, and you're like, I bet you if I got that basket, I could do something cool with it. So it really was us. It was just another format for us to explore. And we were floored by how well the first one performed. And so it's as performers, as producers, it's one of our favorite things, if not our number one favorite thing to make. Mm-hmm. There's just so much. It's the perfect format. There's so much room for comedy and failure. I mean, you talk about embracing failure. When you are baking, even if you have a recipe and you get something just a little bit wrong, disaster. Now try doing it with no know-how at all. And things go off the rails pretty fast.
And a lot of different people can enjoy it, right? If you are a professional baker or you're a very good chef, you can appreciate all of the ways that we're going wrong and enjoy that as well. And if you have limited experience in the kitchen, you can learn a thing or two from the experts and be inspired to go a little bit outside of your comfort zone and maybe think, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll try cooking without a recipe tonight. Maybe, I don't have to always have an exact set of instructions in the kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, I like to do that when I cook, not when I bake. I mean, first of all, I'm not a good baker to begin with.
Yeah.
I think there's too much science involved. But no, that's very, bold to try some baking recipes without an actual recipe. How often are you overly confident and then end up being humbled by the results?
I think you're going to get humbled.
All the time. I love cooking. I'm a pretty good chef, but when you don't have a recipe, it's like, unless you've made that dish a bunch of times, you can really mess up quickly.
Amongst
and
all
sometimes
of us.
It's impressive and it's like, wow, it's so great. But oftentimes it's like, wow, I didn't realize that would happen. Even just this week, we're doing a season of 6 episodes on our YouTube channel this winter that we filmed this past week. We were making an illusion cake as one of the episodes, a cake that looks like something else. I put way too much milk in the cake and then I'm sitting there waiting for it to cook. I'm like, it's still jiggly, guys. It's still jiggly, guys. Guys, what's happening? Why is my cake not baking? It's really, really jiggly, you guys.
And I did something, I won't spoil it, but it made people's tongues numb. How fun.
Okay, well, that's a challenge.
Yeah. We were like, what even could I have done? And we have some theories, but you never really know.
Okay, well, that's a great teaser. I'm excited to see that when it comes out. After hundreds of trials, experiences, how comfortable are you with failure? And what keeps you curious and coming back when things don't go the way you expect or hope?
You know, it's still disappointing to do something you thought was going to be great and then it's not. But I think we're absolutely comfortable, like, you know, putting ourselves out there in ways that, you know, 10 years ago, maybe were too uncomfortable and you don't really want to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, we have the benefit of if we fail, it's going to make really good content. So that's always the mental fallback of like, well, at least I made some good
TV. Succeeded as a performer, comedian, and video producer.
100%. But it's I think if you are failing at, let's say you're doing roller derby for the first time, you just need to reframe your perspective of, okay, this is where I'm starting. And you know that, I mean, for us at least, the failures tend to be the most memorable experiences. And they're also where, you know, growth begins.
But you're not trying to fail, right? Like, you're trying to actually, like, succeed. You're not just trying to fail just for the comedic, you know, the comedic.
No, we're trying to succeed. I mean, yeah. Sometimes we'll do an idea that's like, we know is probably not a great idea. But in the back of your head, you're like, well, maybe it could work out. Like, I put a half quart of ice cream in a cheesecake because I was like, this will be funny. And in the back of my head, I was like, this is not how cheesecakes are made.
But what if I can make it work?
But you know, what if you were the one that discovered some amazing, you know, cheesecake hack with
right?
ice cream?
You and never then you're know. A genius. You never so, know.
Never know. Coming up next, Ned and Zach give us the scoop on their new show, No Recipe Road Trip with the Try Guys.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you guys are definitely putting yourself out there for your new Food Network and Discovery Plus show, No Recipe Road Trip with the Try Guys, which premieres next week.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about the show and what sort of, you know, shenanigans you're cooking up across the country?
So we talked about baking bread without a recipe. Mm-hmm. This takes that same idea of getting in the kitchen without a clue of what you're going to be doing to real restaurants, real chefs. And we're actually cooking in the backs of professional restaurant kitchens, trying to do what they do, what their signature dish is, with no recipe.
And it is, I mean, let me tell you, professional kitchens, whole different game. most of them, okay, I'm used to cooking with like my oven has the, or my stovetop has the low, medium, high.
Mm-hmm.
These things have the notches singed off. You just gotta go by feel. Yeah. Even the oven, you just have to turn it on and then use a temperature gun. So like they're all going by feel. They've done this a million times. We cooked on a walk at a Thai restaurant, mm-hmm. with the giant flame. I mean, it was real adjustment.
We tried baking croissants with no recipe, which is impossible, by the way, but at a professional bakery where the oven is as big as you could walk into it.
Yeah, that was terrifying. Did not trust myself with that. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. I mean, we're going across the country, so we're trying dishes and getting to do things that we never would be able to do on our YouTube channel because we are in the actual space. And it's really fun to interact with all these incredible chefs across the country, talk to them about what they do, why it's special, how the locale speaks to the food that they make. It was a really fun time.
You mentioned it. I mean, you're in Nashville, Los Angeles, Charleston, Atlanta, Santa Barbara for this series. So first of all, what was your favorite city to visit out of all of them?
Ooh, we're gonna create some regional wars around here. I mean, for me, I had never been to Nashville or Charleston, so that was really fun, special. And then my Charleston is where we ended, so that's got a soft spot for me because we did a little partying in Charleston. My fiance came out and visited. We stayed there. We saw some good music. The oysters there were so good.
Yeah, such amazing seafood in Charleston. I was really impressed. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I had this impression of Charleston as sort of a very polite city, maybe even a little like, you know, slower pace. But we were there over St. Patrick's Day weekend. I was like, oh, this is a there's a lot of people going out in this city.
Dare I say, too lit for me. Hard to keep up.
It is definitely on my list for sure. Do you have a recipe that you recreated from the show that you loved the most?
One of my favorite mad scientist creations on the show was a squid ink pizza where I infused a pizza dough with squid ink. So it was an entirely black pizza with a seafood flavor, and then put like fried calamari and some, you know, fried, you know, shrimp and stuff. It was a wild, wild experience, and it kind of worked.
Okay, wait, there's another Ned one that I like more. So we had a donut episode, and he decided to go savory. Always a fun way to lean into creativity and differentiate yourself. He did a crab cake donut.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that I was like, Ned, you're out of your mind. That is so gross. It was so good. It was like, it blew us all away. We couldn't believe how delicious it was.
Crab cake donut, where I made a hush puppy dough, shaped it like a donut, and then put lump crab meat on top.
It was so good.
Generous dusting of Old Bay.
I think I'm kind of into that. I've had crab beignets before, and they were equally as amazing as what you guys are describing. So I'm on board with the
little fried dough. Fresh crab.
Crab cake donut. I mean, what's the strategy when it comes to cooking without any instruction or recipe or you know, basic knowledge, I guess?
Yeah, you're again, we reference escape rooms a lot because you're trying to go based on like, okay, well, there's a lot of like these types of flour. So it's got to be something with this. You're just trying to intuit. One, you're pulling from any knowledge you have
in the past. If you've made it even once, you can try and remember like, did it have eggs in it?
Or like, I've made a dough before, so okay, let's start with that. And then you're just going with the ingredients and the tools around you.
Because the pantry will be set by the culinary team who knows how to make the thing that we're making. And so you look at it for clues.
For clues.
Yeah.
Yeah, for donuts, you'd be like, okay, well, it's denser than a cake, so it's not going to be as runny as a dough, but it's like not a cookie, so it's, you know, you're just trying to circle around your knowledge of and rule out things that it isn't.
And there is, you know, an element of competition to this show as well. You guys are kind of like competing against each other with the chance to have your dish actually represented on one of these restaurant menus. How competitive does it get between the four of you?
We get pretty competitive. I mean, we've done a lot of episodes, so everyone's had their wins and losses, but there's definitely a couple of episodes where if you feel like you were slighted by the judges, oh, you keep a grudge.
Oh, let me tell you, and honestly, I think that we're less competitive with each other than we are with ourselves. There's this feeling of like, if you just mess up that one thing and you want to get it again, you're like, that pisses you off. But there are still to this day times like from like 4 or 5 years ago where we know we were wronged in a judging. I mean, I think about Bagelgate. My freaking bagel was a little too salty, but otherwise perfect. I got last place for a salty bagel. Everyone agreed that it was the best bagel. Otherwise, the best texture. I'll never forget.
You can't let that go.
He's salty about his salty bagel.
I'm still salty about it.
So wait, who actually is the best cook out of the four of you?
I'd say the best all-rounder, definitely Ned, in that like he is the likes to cook the most. Keith's a real meat man. Eugene, somehow, like, he finds his way into crazy flavor, like really complex, good flavors. He doesn't cook, but he intuits
it. He's very creative when it comes to different flavors.
I would say that almost any answer is correct except for me.
Yeah. But Zach, I feel like, is the person that's learned and grown the most. I mean, when we started this show, you really didn't know like anything.
No,
I didn't know
where gluten came from, so I crushed up pretzels and tried to put them back together to make bread. So I'm like, well, if I just take something that was bread.
You put gummy bears and pretzels in bread.
That I knew was a bad idea. I don't regret it.
Okay, what about the most adventurous eater? Who takes that title?
I would say Keith has a show called Keith Eats Everything, where he'll take one bite out of every single item on menus at popular restaurants. You know, it could be McDonald's or Burger King. The Cheesecake Factory is the white whale of the menu. It'll be a 3-hour long movie. Such a long menu. But his stomach gets put through a lot for sure. And Eugene is very
we're all adventurous
when
eaters.
It comes to eating spice for sure.
I mean, we love eating different foods and exploring different cuisines, because again, that's like part of learning about the world and what people care about, and there's just so many delicious flavors. So we love getting out of our food comfort zone.
I mean, what's it like, you know, you've described like your lack of knowledge, I guess, when it comes to the kitchen, to actually be on a Food Network show. I mean, what has that experience been like for you guys?
It's awesome and hilarious. I mean, we say that we're more food performers than food professionals because we are performing with food. But I mean, it is true. We are. So, I mean, the idea of the format and the Try Guys from the beginning, it's always been we are going to try and look silly to help you, the audience, learn about something. And so we're going to bring in an expert who is knowledgeable, who is passionate. So as you're watching this show, we're going to get things wrong. We're also going to stumble into getting things right. But as we get things wrong, you are going to learn through our mistakes. You're going to have an expert who is teaching you the right way to do it, which is then contrasted with the wrong way to do it. And as Ned said, as we've been going on, we've been growing more and more and getting better and better. So it's really fun and exciting to get to, you know, have the audience watch us grow, to watch us learn, while also watching us make a total mess.
Well, we cannot wait. It's been so much fun chatting with you guys, and we are so looking forward to the show. I'm going to finish things off with a few rapid fire questions, and then we have one final question that we ask everybody here on Food Network Obsessed.
Rapid fire
round. Which Food Network talent would you want to try skydiving with?
Oh, we just want to hang out with Guy Fieri, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You kidding me?
When we did I think it was like a Snapchat video or something called Try Guys, Try Guy Fieri, where we all dressed as Guy Fieri.
I dressed as Guy Fieri for Halloween like 10 years ago. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like, I get the show hasn't aired yet, but at what point is he going to send me a text message? Like, we're colleagues now.
It's just a matter of time.
Guys, like, what's going on, Guy? I feel like we're just supposed to be friends.
Do we all get to hang out at the Food Network holiday party?
What if you skydive with Guy dressed as Guy? I think
I love
that would
this.
Be.
Yeah, and then we land in Flavortown and we have it set up, and it's...
Oh, I mean,
he's,
we're just writing
the Try
next,
Guys
next show right there.
I ate a hamburger while skydiving with Guy Fieri. And then I want to land
eight
in, like,
hits.
Someone's holding up a chicken finger. I know this is supposed to be lightning round. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
It's okay. No, I don't mind. Yeah, you guys land, you know, on a pile of, like, trash can nachos or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I am the salsa.
Exactly. All right. Best thing you've purchased on the internet lately?
Oh. I have two young kids, and we bought a backyard bouncy house off an Instagram ad. It was only like $200, but it's awesome.
Does it work?
Yeah. Yeah. It inflates. It doesn't have any walls, really.
Oh, okay. That's dangerous. So it's not a house as much as it is just a big...
Yeah, it's like
inflatable
a
pad. Yeah. Mattress.
I've gotten really into party lights. I've decorated my house where at night they automatically turn on, and so you have different washes of colorful lights.
Ooh.
And really make it so I never have to go out ever again. Just party alone in my living
room. That's the dream. All right, go to takeout order. Speaking of never going out again.
I'm just a sucker for sushi. There's a place right down the street from me that gets it right, and that's about a twice a week order. Okay. If I'm not trying to cook, we just go to the same spot.
Yeah, that's probably my answer too. In an effort to be different, I will say there's this Indian restaurant Badmash that we actually got last night. Kind of modern twists on Indian classics. Ooh. So good.
It's a Canadian take on Indian food. So the guys are from Vancouver, I think.
They have like chicken tikka, poutine.
Yep.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Signature pizza toppings.
Ned's the pizza man. I'm going to let him go first.
Well, one, I'm of the opinion that you have to judge each pizza restaurant by, you know, a cheese pizza. But
yeah,
that
margarita.
Yeah, exactly. I love margarita pizza. It's my go-to. That being said, outside of that, I mean, I'm just a little garbage boy. I love that garbage pizza with the mushrooms and onions and just a little bit of everything.
I keep it classy with the pepperoni. That's all I need to be happy.
All right. I'm with you on the pepperoni. Strangest thing that you have written in your notes app on your phone.
Oh, let's pull it up.
Yes.
The answer is so many. I have notes on watching the movie Cats. I have a podcast where I watch bad movies.
Try guys bleach their assholes.
That would be good.
I mean, I think both of those would qualify. Those are just the first ones you got to, right?
Yeah. Here's something called Can It Sexy. I don't know what that means. Probably taking ordinary items and trying to make them sexy.
All right.
Here are some real ideas. Boring.
Just boring.
No, I'm just, that's not what you want.
You just have boring written in your notes.
No.
I'm going in deep. I'm trying to find a good weird one.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the dedication.
Okay, well, I wrote down cocoa floss, which is coconut floss, because my dental hygienist recommended it to me, and it's like thick, and it's good.
Okay.
It's a little free plug.
Baby shower ideas. Cornhole, but all the bags are shaped like sperm.
All right. I think both of those qualify, so I appreciate you guys doing the deep dive there. Your personal favorite Try Guys experiences.
Oh my God. Personal favorite. Okay. I mean, we've gotten to do so much. We've gotten to travel the world. We went on a world tour. We performed in Australia, which then allowed us to play with baby kangaroos.
Woo.
Okay. Yeah. That's the answer. That's one that's going to, if that's the first one that comes to mind, we got to feed baby kangaroos. Like, are you kidding me?
That's
and we
amazing.
Were in like a nature reserve with them. We one time did this dog sledding video where we took a seaplane to a lodge and then took a helicopter to a glacier to then race dog sleds on a glacier.
Wow.
And then while we were there, there was an ice storm coming and one of our helicopters broke down and we almost got stranded on a glacier during an ice storm. And so we like quickly had to shuttle people back and forth and we had to dismount the helicopter while it was still running and they're like, go, go, go. It was cool.
I think something that comes to mind for me was the last night of our North American tour, just the final curtain call. Just, it was a really special experience and seeing so many fans there, people who had watched us for years, just the energy in the room. And I was just so grateful for everything that, how much we'd been able to affect people. And I think everyone was there all experiencing a special moment at the same time.
I love that.
Cuter answer.
All right. Final question in this category. Something you have yet to try that is on your list.
We've always said we want to go to space. There's a way. I mean,
we have never gone skydiving.
We've never gone skydiving, but there's a thing called they call it the vomit rocket because most people vomit when they do it. But you go to the edge of the atmosphere and then you like free dive and then go up and then go back. And the process of doing that, you get to float in zero G's. I want to float in zero gravity. That's the ultimate lifelong dream from when I was a kid. We got to make that happen.
Yeah, all right. With Guy Fieri.
Oh my God.
Skydiving afterwards.
I'm trying to eat nachos with rocket. Guy in zero gravity.
I mean, I don't think any, you might have to retire after that. I don't know if you could top that if that comes to be. All right. Last question for you guys. And that is, what would be on the menu for your perfect food day? So we want to hear what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert. There are no rules. So you can travel, time travel, spend absurd amounts of money, be served by any chef, living or dead. So there are no rules. We just want to hear your ideal breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert.
This is huge.
Wow.
This is wild.
Not rapid fire.
Okay. I'm living in Asia for most of this. Okay. So I'm going to be doing an acai bowl for breakfast, keeping it simple. I love my fruits. Love waking up with that little burst. For lunch, I'm going to go with an omakase. Again, I'm a little sushi boy. I'm going to get Jiro dreaming of sushi. He's going to be serving me up some sushi. maybe we'll add some Kobe beef while I'm there, because apparently I'm in Japan. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Then
why not?
For dinner, I'm going to do a cow soy. It is delicious noodle dish. I had some crab meat in there. That's going to be delicious. And then for dessert, I'm going to Mexico. I'm getting churros filled with chocolate. That sounds like a pretty... Oh, but wait. Oh, I want some tacos too. Okay. And I'll get some al pastor tacos. And that sounds like a pretty dang perfect day to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds amazing.
I kind of think of like different trips I've been on throughout my life. So like I would start the day with the omelette avec frites that I had in Paris on my honeymoon with Ariel, my wife. I'd have a lunch with that lobster tom kha soup that we all ate together in Alaska.
Wait,
it's just sublime.
Shit, can I change my day? That was a good soup.
you can add it in.
I still remember that soup.
Little midday snack, some brick fired pizza from Italy. We just like
that's
went
not
to this
lunch. That's just a midday snack.
Yeah, it's a midday snack.
I'm fully supportive of the
little afternoon
snack.
Pizza. And then for dinner, it's really hard to say no to a fancy omakase, but I'll go with a
you gotta do a steak. You're a steak boy.
Seared ribeye.
Yeah,
and the mashed potatoes from Alain Ducasse's restaurant.
Maybe we'll throw in a seafood tower too.
I mean, it's your day. You can do whatever you want.
We're at the steakhouse and might as well get the seafood tower. They tend to have pretty good ones. And just to be clear, Food Network is paying for this meal?
Yeah, of course. Clearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any dessert to top it off, or are you just ending on the seafood tower?
Oh, desserts. I love tiramisu.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds pretty perfect.
How dare you?
I know. My stomach is growling for sure. No, sounds perfect. Sounds very on brand. And we are so looking forward to the brand new show on Food Network and Discovery Plus. So best of luck with the launch.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. And we really hope people enjoy it. It's we can promise it's unlike anything you've ever seen on Food Network before.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch Ned and Zach on No Recipe Road Trip with the Try Guys, which premieres Wednesday, August 31st at 10, 9 central on Food Network and streaming on Discovery Plus. And just a reminder, we are taking a break from releasing a new episode next Friday, but we will be back the week after. In the meantime, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review. We love it when you do that. That's all for now. We'll catch you foodies next Friday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.